The Pentagon today is reporting the first movement of U.S. forces into position for military action against terrorist targets. The specifics of the plan are being kept secret, but Pentagon officials say U.S. forces are being repositioned around the world in preparation for counterterrorism activity. NPR's Tom Gelton is at the Pentagon. Tom, this is the first indication we've had that the military operation is underway.
That's right, Linda. In fact, not only is the military operation underway, it has a name. The proposed name is Operation Infinite Justice. I can't tell you how they came up with that name, but that's what this is going to be called. And today, as you say, we have had the first force deployment orders in connection with that operation. The Pentagon has been very sketchy about the details, but here's what we know. A Pentagon official says U.S. forces, as you said, are being repositioned worldwide in order to put them in places where they'll be needed to support efforts, and I'm quoting here, to support efforts to identify, locate, and hold accountable terrorists and those who support them. Now, these first deployment orders signed today are in part for aircraft and their crews. The Pentagon officials are not confirming exactly which aircraft, nor how many, nor where they're going. But the fact that they are coming in support of this counterterrorism activity would certainly suggest they'll be somewhere in the region around Afghanistan, which is where officials believe Osama bin Laden has his headquarters.
Now, presumably this is the first of several deployment orders?
Yes. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was asked that question outside the building here today after his meetings with German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer. He said, there are movements and you will see more movements. And once again, he said, as he and others have before, that Americans should expect a long series of actions, not just a single strike. There is one other point in terms of these deployments. There was another movement today, an aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, and its associated battleship group went to sea this morning from Norfolk, Virginia. They're heading east toward the Mediterranean. There are already two aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf region, so the addition of a third will beef up the U.S. military presence there and present additional capability for military operations, specifically, of course, carrier-based fighters.
Aircraft are being redeployed. Can we read anything into that as far as what the administration may intend?
The administration does not want us to read anything into this. They're being so secretive about it. Nevertheless, this would certainly suggest that airstrikes are among the options being planned. The administration has suggested that the Taliban regime in Afghanistan can expect to be hit if it does not turn over Osama bin Laden. But these aircraft could also provide support for ground troops. Again, to cite the Pentagon's own words, because those forces will be supporting efforts to locate and hold accountable people such as Osama bin Laden. In all likelihood, that means aircraft to support the special forces and commando units who could be going in to hunt bin Laden down. If those ground troops run into trouble, there could then be aircraft coming in to back them up, to protect them, or perhaps to clear the way for them. So these aircraft could be deployed in combination with these special forces on the ground.
Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Tom Gelton speaking from the Pentagon.